Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We're at a club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So soulful, so we ain't playing, hang with no lames, walk insane.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam Craig, Dylan Matthews' infamous French Isle this morning on this 22nd day of June. Apologies for jumping in. I know this is your song. You wanted to, you know, he's in that thing. And this is Noel's World, Dylan. This is what we do, 740. And, you know, no telling where she is going to take us. I will say, he's looking at me funny, folks, because I said something to Dylan during the break, and I was just looking at this insignificant information. And some of the people that we lost on this day, you got the birthdays, you know. You know, we lost on this day. We lost Dorothy, Judy Garland, passed on this day, man. The greatest dance, Michael Jackson's favorite dancer, Fred Astaire, he passed on this day. I swear to you, I used to go to, when I would go home to Chicago, see my mother, I either stayed out in the western suburbs, closer to where we grew up, where I grew up, where the house was, or I'd stay downtown. And I'd stay downtown. I wouldn't tell nobody I was in town because I didn't want to see my friends. I didn't want to see no family. But there's a hotel. It's changed names many times, but it's literally on Michigan Avenue, right next to the Hancock Building. And it's where a lot of the teams would stay when they play the Cubs. You'd jump right on Lakeshore Drive, right up to Wrigley Field.
Okay.
And the Cardinals stayed there. And this hotel, I left a week before this happened. The next week, the Cardinals came into town. They were playing the Cubs. That's when Daryl Kyle died. And it was he literally died in this hotel room.
Wow.
But yeah, it happened on this day back in the day. Moose passed. Moose, you don't know, but he was, if you watched Frasier, he was the dog Eddie. That was his real name, was Moose. That dog got more, but he made more money. That was like one of the most famous dog actors ever. Well, lost George Carlin on this day. Mm. And this is what I was having fun with you at in the break.
Uh-huh.
Going to Noel, and I said, you know, do you know who George Carlin is, first and foremost? Noel knows who George Carlin is.
Of course I
his
do.
George Carlin was a comedian. George Carlin was one of the most influential comedians. He came up through the day, and he had a different lane than Bill Cosby and you name him from back in the 60s, whatever. But he kind of came up simultaneously with Richard Pryor.
Okay.
And they weren't the same, but they weren't doing, like, Richard Pryor wasn't doing Bill Cosby kind of comedy, and George Carlin wasn't doing the other, you know, like Lenny Bruce and stuff like that. It was that kind of comic. Anyway, his most famous album is 7 Dirty Words You Can't Say on Television.
Can't say on television.
Noel, I could not say them to you, but during the break, I looked at Dylan, and Dylan, what did I do?
You said the 7 Dirty Words to me. And I was very confused. I was like, okay.
And I couldn't remember. I can't believe that I remembered them. But then on second thought, I can believe it. People of a certain age used to go out and buy comedy records. and bring them home and play them over and over and over again. And if you were that age and you got somebody to put an album out with Dirty Words on it, come on. You took that thing down in the basement, all your friends came over, and you learned them 7 dirty words, and you knew them for the rest of your life.
Okay, I have to say this. First of all, they had comedy records like vinyl records?
How do you think Bill Cosby popped?
They won Grammys, Dylan.
Thank you. Yes, they got Grammys.
Bill Cosby has Grammys.
Your grandparents used to go into the basement and put on Dirty Red Fox albums and have what you call it, like pot liquor parties.
I was
listening to
Red Light parties.
Pardon?
I said blue light parties.
Yeah, yeah. That was your grandparents.
I was today years old when I found that out.
Yeah. You know, Dylan, I'm going to take it even further. Uh-huh. People still get Grammys for comedy records. I think Kathy Griffin has one.
Oh, okay.
And who else? Chappelle doesn't have one?
He probably does. Kathy Griffin is just the first one that came, because I know for a fact she got one maybe like 10 years ago.
High school? She went to the same high school as that girl?
Really? Oh, you was in that part of Chicago.
I was West Side.
I know where you was at now.
I went from K-Town, and then they stuck me in a car because my parents didn't want their family to get shot up like everybody else was getting shot up over there. And they put me in a car at a young age and stuck me over here in Oak Park.
See, I knew the name Oak Park from somewhere, and that's why. Kathy Griffin's who I knew from Oak Park. Yep.
Oh, there's a whole lot of people from Oak Park.
It is. That's like
Homer
the main
Simpson's
one.
From Oak Park.
Yeah, he is.
Not first. Because they stripped Vanessa.
Yeah, they did technically strip Vanessa.
Yeah, they stripped Vanessa. And so the second one, she was from Oak Park. Oh, a lot of people. Anyway, so I remember that's a part of my youth is remembering those. I can't remember algebra, but I can tell you them 7 dirty words.
You did. Charlotte. You fired them right off with ease.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, there's probably a few you can say on TV. And here's the thing. There was no law. There was no indecency law about that on the album. George, that was the amazing thing about this album. He actually gave the ammo to the FCC. There was nothing like that before that album came out. And they used that album as the cornerstone to go.
Like, yeah, we probably shouldn't have something like that out again.
Noelle, what is on your mind?
Well, we started this segment with family affair because it was a party down at State Farm last night. Now, as you know, here on the air, I have to balance two hats of fan and reporter / analyst, right? So I'm down at State Farm doing this balancing act. So I'm going to give you the fan side of the experience from yesterday. So first of all, it was crazy to watch the people just file in. Like, it went from just like shoot around people and reporters and staff to a full-fledged event like that. Like, they were out there getting off the train, getting out of the Ubers. They were ready to go, ready to come inside. And yes, there were a fair amount of 22 jerseys, but hey, what do we expect at this point, right? Like, this is the new Jordan, this is the new Curry, this is the new.
Okay, go ahead.
So get there. All the people are in there, and then guess what they decided to do to enhance the fan experience at State Farm?
What'd they do?
We went from having no mascot at Dream Games to not just having one, but two mascots.
They introduced a new mascot?
Not a new mascot. We had Harry the Hulk show up all decked out in Dream gear, and then we also had Carly from College Park down there with the Skyhawks with his dream gear on. So we went from no mascots to two mascots.
Now, do you think it was the real Harry?
One night.
Was it the real Harry from the season, or did they just put somebody in that outfit?
I mean, it's probably the real Harry from the season.
Well, I bet these
mascots get paid.
Well, I would imagine he's not happy having his summer vacation interrupted.
I'm sure he was compensated handsomely. Because if it works anything like Blooper, they'd be having Blooper work 365. Blooper would be all over the place.
You're right there.
Yeah, Blooper would be all over the place. They'd be having Blooper out of town, out of state, over the place.
I think there's more than one. It's like the Stanley Cup.
To be honest, probably.
You know, I was a mascot in fifth grade. I had a lot of fun with it. I wouldn't mind being a professional mascot.
What kind of mascot were you?
I was a Wildcat.
You were a Wildcat?
Okay. I was. Had the big head and everything. It was fun, too. But the problem was, I wanted people to know I was the mascot, so like people knew who I was under the thing. I wouldn't talk still, but I would like have secret handshakes with all the fans and stuff. But okay. I would like to be a professional mascot, though. I think it'd be fun.
All right.
They'd be out there having a ball to me, so Yeah, that extra layer, they had the so you guys been to Hawks games, right, where you see the crowd and they usually have the big heads of the players? Well, guess what? The Dream had some big heads out there in the stands.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm talking about huge Coach Wright heads, huge Cheyenne Parker Tyus heads, huge Ryan Howard heads, even Cheyenne Parker's toddler had a head out there. Everybody, yeah, man.
The
yeah,
baby, how you get a baby head.
Listen, the baby is a star. The baby was kicking it with Harry and Collie. they was kicking it like Blooper and what's Duval's kid's name?
Stone.
Yeah, Blooper like Blooper and Stone be kicking it at the Braves games. Yeah, that was Cheyenne's toddler and Harry last night. They was like thick as thieves. She was throwing up the A and everything.
Baby's getting an NIL.
Man, she gonna be next up. Because down there in College Park, she got her own camera. They be like, you on TV. She be dancing and everything. She got her own camera. So she a star herself.
Wait, so how old is the baby?
She got to be like two and a half.
Oh, that's perfect. It's prime age.
Oh,
she
yeah.
knows a little bit of what's going on, but
exactly.
Not really.
She got a shoe yet?
Who?
The baby.
No, not yet.
Got
not
a shoe?
I mean, we need to be working on it. Give her a PJ Mask exclusive or something.
Sound like it's only a matter of time at this
Man,
point.
Man, listen.
She got her own camera. The next is a shoe.
She might be the star of the team right now. you got all of that going on. And then, of course, the lights get bright. And then you start seeing the 3 points come from everywhere. Look, I'm not going to lie. People have asked me about Caitlin Clark and what I think. And honestly, I've given nothing but shoulder shrugs because I haven't thought a lot. You know, she's a rookie. She's coming in. She's trying to figure it out. It wasn't anything
up close.
Very exciting going on there. And that take right there probably belongs on awful announcing because it felt like every time I looked up yesterday was a three.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a three. It was one of those run off the screen, jump in the air, ball don't even touch the ground, swish through the net type. Three, like the
you don't have to apologize for your no.
The
I'm not
excitement
letting you do that.
Factor was there.
No, you don't have to say anything about your reporting and what you thought. You saw it up close, and as soon as you saw it up close, you changed your opinion.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Up close,
it wasn't bad reporting. You were show me, and now she showed you.
There's still some things to work out, but I asked Caitlin Clark pregame what she was seeing on the floor for her assist numbers to improve, and basically everything she told me was what I saw when the ball tipped off. Mm-hmm. And from that side of it, it was very exciting. From the other side of it, I really miss seeing Ryan Howard out there under the big lights with the big crowd and the big show. But she showed up looking like a superstar last night in her, you know, decked out all leather Hawks jacket with the huge Hawk emblem on the back. She knew who she was and what she was doing. Shout out to Ryan Howard. So fun atmosphere. The game in August should be just as fun. You know, hopefully we won't be as shorthanded.
Yeah, the facilitator and her came out last night, which is what I saw. That is stepping up.
Yeah.
And once that steps up, listen, they've already achieved what they've done last year as a team. And now as she is becoming more and more familiar, you can just see that these ladies are working in practice. You can just see it. And whatever all the other stories and the minutia, it's secondary. You can see a team coming together.
And I was thinking the exact same thing, Greg. You can just tell that Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, that tandem is finally starting to figure things out. And I think I saw that Caitlin Clark, last night was her ninth 15.5 assist a game of this season, I believe. So you can tell she's starting to figure things out. She's starting to get comfortable. She's starting to adjust to how the rest of the league is going to plan to play her. And it seems like her coaches figured it out too. How, okay, if y'all going to come at my player this way, then I'm going to use her in this form. And they seem like they're just figuring things out as a whole.
On the fever part, that's the exciting part, right? Like, you don't want it handed to her. You want to watch her and them as a team figure it out. Like, that's what's going to make it exciting once they do become the team everybody thinks that they can be. On the dream side, and we're going to touch on this a little bit more on 820. Dylan, you hit the nail on something. If y'all are going to play my player this way, we're going to do this. I saw some things last night, and we're a little shorthanded, and there may be some of it, but I saw some things last night that had me with some question marks, and Coach did admit herself without even being asked to provoke, before she can even sit down and get to the mic. The first thing out of her mouth was, I don't have the answers for you guys. I wish I did. I don't have the answers. I know it's my job to figure it out. So clearly Coach Wright knows that something isn't going on there correctly on the floor as a whole with the team. So we'll get into that more at 8:20. But, yeah.
Well, let's not bury the lead here. The 8:20 getting into will be delivered by a 13-year-old who was at the game last night. Who's what's next? And I want to thank you for acquiescing what you normally do for the Atlanta Dream, for our audience, to let Selah have a chance at doing this. This was a special night from top to bottom, Dylan. And Noelle was out there, and she met Terrell Thomas's daughter, who was, again, on Are They Got Next. But she's an up-and-coming reporter. And Noelle has just gotten this job, and yet she is nurturing this young girl. So I want to acknowledge that. You're giving up your spot to do what you would normally do, and you're talking about it right now. But you're doing what we are doing for you, and it's all about, you know, passing it forward. So we're going to hear from this 13-year-old, who, and her perspective is about everything that the WNBA is about right now. It's reaching out to that next year. Well, listen, Sam's favorite phrase. The lifeblood of any sport is youth participation.
Yeah, and that's all the way down. That's all the way down from actually playing in the sport to, like, I don't know if you ever seen One Tree Hill, Greg. Dylan, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
But, like, you remember Mouth?
Yeah.
Mouth was very important to the show. He didn't play basketball, but he was the announcer, and he was a very important part of the show because that's a very important part of the sport.
How y'all gonna say I don't know nothing about One Tree Hill?
No, I asked. I didn't say I asked.
Before I got my answer out, you just went right to Dylan.
That is true.
We went right to Dylan. Like, you know, he don't know nothing about this.
Yeah. Greg don't know nothing about no One Tree Hill.
I don't put nothing past Greg in TV. That's Greg's lane.
And you know, she just happens to be right on this point. But that doesn't mean she'd have to go over me. Skip. I tell you, the one girl, the mother on the show, or one of the women on the show, wasn't she in Bad Santa?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And she was the one with Billy Bob.
Oh, no, you think about Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
That was Gilmore Girls.
See, look at that.
Same network, though. Same network.
I knew it
same
was
timeline.
One of those shows.
Same time zone. Okay. But yeah, I thought it would be interesting for me and Selah to have a back and forth and see if we saw the same thing on the floor last night.
Right.
So that's what we're going
to
do.
I would like you to orchestrate that, even though we've had Selah on before and Sam and I have talked to her, but your connection with her and you two being dream correspondents, if you will.
Yeah.
When we bring her on, I'm going to let you take over on that one.
Yeah, we're going to have some
fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Me and Selah are excited.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you. That's Noelle's World coming up.
Go see the dream. It's fun. I don't care what arena it is. It's fun.
Well, on that note, I should shut up and move on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.